Powder Creek.
Thing, KB4CBA, my name's David.
But how you doing, sir? KA3JCA.
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. Headed back to the house. I've been somewhere out in Reedville at a tiger something field, watching my grandson play Little League baseball, and this is a travel team. They they got the silver award. I'm not sure which one that is. That they weren't the the top winners.
Okay. Yeah, it's about that time where summer sports kind of shuts down or ends up, and then the high schools or the middle schools or whoever plays will start picking up. Now the school's back in session.
They only play on weekends. They played two games on Saturday, yesterday, two games today, back to back, and this grueling heat. It's just, I tell you, I just really felt for them. And you could tell when it got near the end there, the ump was ready to go home. So I think he called a few strikes that probably weren't strikes, but I don't think anybody really cared at that point. I don't think everybody was ready to go home. It was brutal yesterday.
Being confined in the bed of the O2, I don't get out much, but my wife will occasionally open the window for me to get some fresh air. But I stay in the air conditioner most of the time, I've seen how hot it gets. I've just been laying around today. I worked on Patrick's KO4 HKX's code plug for him for his 878. So I think I got it all transferred and copied over.
Deal, I know he'll appreciate that. And I tell you, I am so bad at soldering PL259s, but I saw one in a video I was watching on YouTube, and it's a different, it's a PL259, but it's a different style, and the back of it, after you slid it over the center lead, the back of it, of course, slides over the braided part, and then you crimp it down instead. And if you're using that solid copper lead, it fills up the whole section of the PL259 that goes into the radio. So you really don't have to solder it because there's really not any room for any solder there. And so I think I'm going to try one of those and on my LMR 400 or whatever it is I've got out here.
LMR 400 is pretty good stuff. I was listening to somebody else last night. Talked about an MDP. I forget the model number or whatever, but the flex cable is white. And how he was 100% better compared to that R8X or RG8X or whatever he was using.
Yeah, I bought this from the Wireman. I don't know. It's been 2 or 3 years ago. But at the time, I think I asked him for LMR 400, and they said this was even better. So I don't know what's better about it, but it... it's got a solid copper center lead, and it is stiff as a board. Boy, you can't make any sharp turns with it when you get it in the inside the house, and when you're coming into the radio, you've got to make kind of a swing and bend because it just doesn't like the bend. But anyway. just good stuff. And I've got the rest of it buried out there in the yard, so, you know, if they get hit by lightning or I don't run over it with a lawnmower or something like that.
Buried in the ground.
6 inches.
Okay, 3JCU, Brian. Yeah, that's, I haven't thought about that as far as digging anything or whatever. If I did that, I'm going to have to get a trenching tool. I have so many roots in the backyard from, I had like 5 or 6 pine trees that I had to get cut down last year or about a year and a half ago just because they were so close to the house and they were so tall that the dead branches were falling from underneath the canopy, and I just didn't want to take any chances of them coming down on the house. So I cleared that portion out. Now my backyard's more open till you get toward the very back, and then I have a set of trees back there in canopy, but got to be careful because apparently the cable company come out and buried cable. They're supposed to bury it 6 inches, but because of the root system, they buried it at like maybe 1 or 2 inches below the topsoil, and needless to say, the dogs found it, and then I didn't see it. The lawnmower caught some of them, so they've had them out a couple times and splicing.
I'm laughing because when I lived in the Northcliff subdivision up in Travers Rest, they had to run a new cable to our box for some reason, and the box they fed off of was in the neighbor's backyard, but it was diagonally across his backyard. Well, they laid that cable on top of the ground and hooked it up to my box and didn't ground it. And then we had a thunderstorm. The lightning hit that wire, and it took out like 5 TVs, a VCR back then we had, or a CD player or something. I don't know. Anyway, it took out a ton of stuff, and they paid for a bit of it. And we told them, I said, hey, this thing wasn't grounded. They came out and looked. Sure enough, it wasn't. And they buried that cable that day or the next day. And my poor neighbor had been picking it up to mow under it. You know, every pass, you know, has to pick it up, mow under it. I'd have been calling them every day.
It's funny because there's apparently a team that comes out and lays it, hooks it up, and then there's a team that's supposed to come out like within so many days or weeks after to trench it and bury it, which I don't know why they just don't put a little trencher on each vehicle that's going out and laying new stuff, or get somebody to follow around a group of guys, lay it, trench it, and bury it all at the same time.
Too easy, you know. Why do you want to make it easy? Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they forgot about it or what, but I think he did call them several times because of the aggravation. And I didn't look at it. I didn't realize it wasn't grounded. You know, it was in the box, so it's not like I could see it. And I could see the groundwire coming out, but it wasn't hooked up. And so, oops. So anyway, but that was an interesting experience. But yeah, I mean, I watched a guy, we had some Hispanic guys. What were they doing? And they were putting in a deck in the back, and they were putting in another cable for Spectrum on the other side of the house. And so I said, well, hey, I got this cable laying on top of the ground here, and I just put in my antenna. I've got a Carolina Wyndham. And so I said, you know, would you bury my cable for me? And they said, sure. And they just took a shovel, and man, that thing just cut through the dirt like crazy. And one guy would make a slot, and the next guy, you know, he'd do 2 or 3 slots, and the next guy would push the cable in, and then cover it up, and they had that thing covered up in laid down in about 10 minutes. I was amazed.
A little bit of change and a six-pack of beer or soda or whatever they want to drink.
Good price, and I thought it was real reasonable, so I paid them, and they were happy to get it, and I was happy to have it buried. So, you know, a win-win. Well, I'm sitting in the garage here, so I'm going to go inside and it's starting to get a little warm in here. I wonder why. But anyway, you have a good afternoon. It's good to talk to you, and hope to talk to you again soon. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And we'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
Well, you have a wonderful day, too. Enjoy, relax, enjoy the rest of the day, what you have, and go ahead and stay cool. KA3JCA.
Hey, guys. This is NN4II over in Spartanburg. I was curious if the Blue Ridge Club is having their doing their annual ham fest this year.
I know last night they said on the net that they were still, there was talk about it at the club meeting, but you'd have to check with someone else that's actually a member of the club. I think they were trying to get some additional help or some, because they had so many projects in the wind because of the COVID. So, but I don't have a definite answer, yes or no.
Okay. I did check the website, but it looks like it was last updated 2 years ago. So, all right. Well, appreciate that information. Is anybody else on the frequency that would know?
LZM Mobile, I heard Dave say last night something. Maybe in the winter, but don't grind it in stone because it's, Richard said they're having trouble with getting things set up. People to help them set it up. So it's not even definite for them, but that's what W4DJW said last night.
Okay. So they're still on the fence about whether or not they're going to do it. Is that right?
I understood that last night, Richard. Did you hear that last night? I know I heard it. But I was hearing Dave, W4DJW, on the net here last night, and there's someone more or less still on the fence. They say if it does happen, it'll be in the winter, but don't be certain of that. It might be next year.
Okay. Well, it sure would be nicer in cooler weather. It sure is hot in September. We've always gone to it every year and just trying to figure out for the calendar if it's going to do it. Well, I appreciate the information, and we'll let you get back to it. KI4LZI, NN4II.
Yeah, I can hear y'all's repeater at the house, but I have to run everything I got to get into it, so I don't often get on 315, but I can hear it there sometimes. KI4LZI Mobile.